Hello, my name is Mika. I'm going to discuss how things are changing for elderly people in Japan. I'll begin by explaining the importance of family in Japan and present some figures that explain how the population is changing. Finally, I'll talk about the way the Japanese government is dealing with the aging population. Family in Japan has been very important since the days of my ancestors. However, while the extended family is very important in other countries, the focus in Japan is on the bond among children, parents, grandparents, and so on. Of course, this means that in many cases, when elderly people can no longer take care of themselves, they move in with their children. Japan's population is about 127 million, and it has one of the highest life expectancies in the world. If you look at the data I've provided, you will note that it indicates there were about 33 million people in 2014 over the age of 65 in Japan, nearly 26% of the population. By 2050, Japan's population will be about 99 million, and 35% of the population will be over 65. The population of children under the age of 14 is expected to fall from about 19 million to about 18 million in 2020 and 12 million by 2050. This can be traced back to a low fertility rate, that is, the number of children being born to a woman during the time she is able to have children. That fertility rate has dropped to just below 1.5 children per woman. Young Japanese people are waiting longer than their parents' generation to get married, and when they do, they're having fewer children. Young people now enjoy a lot of free time in their 20s and 30s, but this also results in the same issues that other countries are facing. More and more elderly people to take care of, with fewer younger people to be providers. As the population of Japan is set to decrease by 22% by 2050, this means a loss of about 28 million residents. The Japanese government has taken steps to deal with this situation. Most Japanese people between the ages of 40 and 65 pay an income tax that goes to help those over 65. The over 65s don't get the money directly, but the government supports them. Even elderly people living at home with family have a care worker who makes sure they have everything they need. Some elderly people go to a daycare center a few times a week, where they can share meals and participate in social activities. Those elderly people who don't live with family generally live in institutions like care homes, with about 9 people living in one home. Each has a bedroom, and they share a living room and kitchen. This enables them to have some independence and to feel cared for at the same time.
My name is Ahmet. Thank you, Mika, for your interesting presentation. My topic today is how elderly people are cared for in Turkey. First, I'll give some background on how the elderly are usually cared for. After that, I'll talk about some of the drawbacks and benefits of this system, and I'll finish by explaining the challenges ahead. Mika explained that many elderly people in Japan live in institutions when their ability to care for themselves declines. Moving old people into care homes allows the younger generation to continue their lives without having to worry about daily care for an aging parent. However, in Turkey, 80% of households have an older person. Many families see this as the natural solution to dealing with old age. As parents, we devote ourselves to our children. In turn, as adults, we devote ourselves to our aging parents. Most people my age have a grandparent living at home. The system has drawbacks, both for the families caring for elderly people and for the elderly people themselves. Those responsible for the welfare of an elderly person can feel that they aren't free to do as they like in their own home. The older people being cared for may also not feel completely free and dislike the way things are done by their caregivers. Living closely together in forced circumstances can raise tensions. However, there are many benefits to these arrangements. In many households, older people contribute to the family by participating in domestic jobs and helping with childcare. This gives them something to do and a sense of responsibility. Turkey's population is just over 81 million today. If you look at the graph I've provided, you will see that more than 5 million people, or around 6%, are over 65. This is much lower than Japan's 26%. UN projections indicate that by 2050, Turkey's population will reach 92 million and about 18 million people, or 20% of the total, will be over 65. So we can see that in the long term, the same challenges lie ahead for Turkey as for Japan. However, for now, the solution is for Turks to continue caring for the elderly at home.